oil rose above the $75 per barrel mark for the first time this year today. This comes as quality concerns force the suspension of some Russian crude exports to Europe, while the U.S. prepares to tighten sanctions on Iran. We're now joined on the line by Ivan Petrella from the Warwick Business School to discuss some of these recent developments. Thanks so much, Ivan, for joining us on the line this evening. So, yes, we did have that oil price move to about $75.20 a barrel, but falling back again, and it seems that it's U.S. output and rising crude stockpiles reining back any momentum that was fueling the upward move. So let's take a look at the factors at play here, both push and pull.
Hi. There's three important factors here to take into account for explaining the high prices lately. On the demand side, we've seen quite a few good data releases from China, in particular industrial production, which suggests that demand there is picking up. Part of it also explained by, you know, the fact that the latest monetary stimulus seem to be working, and that is playing an important role for the strength of the demand for oil. And also, as you mentioned before, the uncertainty on the production side with disruptions from Russia, but most importantly, the U.S. sanction on Iran is pushing also the demand for stockholding inventories up. So these three developments together are pushing prices up, and they're likely to play a major role in the months to come.
It's likely to play a major role, but things very much on shaky ground, Ivan, where, yes, you highlight that you've got a demand scenario that potentially, you know, has upward momentum, but still very concerns that are pretty rife when it comes to global economic growth. China, just one factor in this entire equation, but European data this week alone, disappointing in a very big way.
Yes, I agree with you. I mean, it's quite interesting because it's essentially only China that is, you know, the positive surprises in the latest months. Both data in the U.S. and Europe does not suggest demand is strong there, nor we expect it to pick up in the next months. Having said that, you know, China remains like a very important customer for oil, and so, I mean, the fact that the industrial production there is so strong is clearly important.
Yeah. Within this context, do you see OPEC starting to change its stance pretty fast? Because we've also had U.S. Oil output pumping ahead. And, you know, many left wondering whether OPEC members are going to start feeling that they're missing out on any potential gain.
Well, that is a bit of an incognito card. No, no one knows what OPEC is going to do next. I mean, the latest news suggests that they're not going to do much in the short run, but I mean, we don't know much about what is going to happen in the next months on that front.
Have you revised at all your oil price outlook for this year?
Yes, to be honest, I was surprised by the latest development. In particular, I did not expect myself to see such strong data from China. So I've revised my expectation on the Chinese demand up, and therefore, I'm more positive on the oil prices as well.
Could you give us, a trading range that you've pegged out?
Well, that's, it's a bit more difficult, but I think 70 to 85 is the reasonable range for the next 6 months.
$75 to $85 a barrel for that oil price over the next 6 months. Ivan, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Ivan Petrella is with the Warwick Business School.